Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Each year, the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, in partnership with the Ministry of Health, observes Cardiopulmonary Resuscitation CPR Awareness Week. This year's observance, from June 12 to 18, is aimed at highlighting the importance of learning CPR. The week's activities were held under the theme, Don't Drop the Beat, Know It, Push It, Keep It, Feel It. We'll tell you more on this week's edition of Healthline. Cardiopulmonary resuscitation, CPR, is a procedure to support and maintain breathing and circulation for a person who has stopped breathing and or whose heart has stopped. Emergency Cardiac Care Director at the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Dr. Hugh Wong, explains the importance of CPR.
Within 4 to 5 minutes, if not, you know, intervention is placed, you die. This is why CPR is important, because if somebody drops at your foot, you have a few minutes to begin chest compressions and give breath. This can be life-saving.
CPR can keep oxygenated blood flowing to the brain and other vital organs until more definitive medical treatment can restore a normal heart rhythm. Director of Emergency Health Services in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Jacqueline Bisesa McKenzie, says transportation of patients to hospital is a vital part of the chain of survival.
The Ministry of Health in 1996 partnered with the Ministry of Local Government, and through the Jamaica Fire Brigade has been provided a pre-hospital service. We started in the western side of the island, and we have 6 sites at Savlamar, Negril, Lucy, Ironshore, Falmouth, and Linstead. And these sites are based within the fire brigade.
Since 2011, the Health Ministry has responded to approximately 3,000 emergency calls, 60% of which are related to health emergencies such as cardiovascular disease, while 20 to 30% are related to motor vehicle accidents. Dr. Bisesa McKenzie says the ministry hopes to increase its emergency response sites from 6 to 13 and over time to have at least one emergency site in every fire brigade unit. Dr. Wong says saving lives is one of the main reasons for Jamaicans to get trained in CPR. He says the Heart Foundation is also a strong advocate of the use of automated external defibrillators, AED, in public places.
This is a system for those who have traveled through the airports, where you have a little machine, automated external defibrillator, that is accessible to everyone. Because when the heart stops beating, a common rhythm, if you should put a mantra on, is an abnormal rhythm called ventricular fibrillation. This rhythm is not a rhythm of life, but basically tells you that you are dying, have died. The only treatment is to give the heart a defibrillatory shock.
The machine provides the option of not giving breath. The AED is a lightweight, portable device that delivers an electric shock through the chest to the heart. The shock can stop an irregular heart rhythm and allow a normal rhythm to resume following sudden cardiac arrest. Sadly, most persons may feel helpless to act during a cardiac emergency because they either do not know how to administer CPR or their training has significantly lapsed. Dr. Wong is encouraging members of the public to get training in CPR at the Heart Foundation.
You need to train everybody. So that is why the Heart Foundation is promoting CPR Week. Some of the opportunities available for training include 4 healthcare providers, basic life support, advanced cardiac life support, pediatric advanced life support. We also do ECG training. But for non-medicals, we also offer Heart Saver CPR, Heart Saver First Aid, Family and Friends CPR, which are available, and we train monthly at the Heart Foundation of Jamaica.
Emergency Cardiac Care Director at the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Dr. Hugh Wong. An American Heart Association AHA Certificate of Completion is issued at the end of the course. Participants must be competent in skills performed and must score a minimum of 84% in the written test. The AHA certificate is valid for 2 years. While we don't have much control over unforeseen events, we can have a certain degree of control in how we react. Getting trained in CPR may not only benefit your immediate acquaintances, but may also save the life of a stranger in need. This has been Healthline. For producer Veronique Edmondson, I'm Lorraine Mendez with studio engineer Andre Palmer. Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.